if we live long enough, I'm convinced nearly all of us will have some sort of brush with death. To varying degrees, it might be a close call, or we might dodge the bullet and not even know it happened. Call it fate, or chance, or God's protective angel. Bottom line is, you dodged the bullet. Well, everyone, welcome to Sports and Commentary today. My name's Greg Stewart, and this is a show you help to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us on the World Wide Web for all the info you need on WIB Incorporated. And by the way, you can give there too, quickly, safely, securely, and remotely to help support this show. WWIB.com. Soccer star Ryan Hollingshead of FC Dallas, MLS FC Dallas, experienced his close call on January 6th, 2017. When he was hit by a vehicle trying to help a stranded motorist on the side of an icy Dallas highway. He was launched 30 feet in the air, broke three vertebrae in his neck, but miraculously, he was back playing MLS soccer in about 3 months. And the former UCLA All-America soccer player is with me, Ryan Hollingshead from Dallas, Texas. So January 2017, Ryan, a day that you won't forget, hit by that passing motorist, launched in the air, you broke your neck. What do you remember from that?
Yeah, so I was driving actually to pick up a buddy who had gotten in a crash because the roads were icy, and on our way to pick up that friend, I witnessed a car crash right in front of me, and the reason that I had stopped was because when they crashed, the front of the car hit the barrier in the middle of the road in the shoulder, and it had knocked out both of the headlights. So the car was just pitch black in the middle of the road perpendicular in the fast lane of the highway. And so luckily there weren't that many cars on the road because it was late at night and roads were icy. But all I could think as I drove past this man in his car was that he's going to get hit and nobody can see him until it's too late. And by the time they do see him, they won't be able to stop because the roads are so icy. And so the only reason I saw him was because I was right behind him as the crash took place. So we got out of the car, or my wife was in the car with me. I got out of the car, my wife stayed in the car, and I ran back up the road to get him out of his car. And as I got him out of his car and we were standing in the shoulder, I just was asking him how he was feeling. Is he okay? Do I need to call an ambulance? And as we were talking, a car came flying through the shoulder and hit me and sent me just flying down the road. And so, like you said, I broke three vertebrae in my neck. I was like temporarily paralyzed, but got feeling back relatively quickly within about a minute. And the man that I was helping and the man that I was talking to did not get hit by the car. And so when I was able to finally stand back up and look back up the road, the man that I was talking to was about 40 yards up the road. And that's when I realized something really serious had happened and couldn't move. And so anyway, I got taken to the hospital and got evaluated, figured out that I had broken my neck and got immobilized in a neck cast for about 4 weeks. And it was one of the worst times of my life. But again, the Lord was so faithful. And after only about 4 or 5 months, I was back on the field playing. So I couldn't be more thankful for the outcome of that.
Just incredible that you were able to play that year, let alone play at all again. And going through something like that, Ryan's got to change you forever. Tell me about that. How did this experience, you know, give you a different perspective from that point on?
Well, yeah, I think in all of those things, you know, the Christian life is one of glorifying God and enjoying God in suffering especially. And so in the midst of my suffering, it was a real call for me to react the way that in my mind I thought I would always react. And so it's easy as a godly man to say, you know, if suffering came, I would react in a godly way. It's a lot harder when that suffering actually comes. And so for me, it was a goal of mine to handle the suffering well and to deal with it well and to find solace in the Lord and not in other places. And so I think I did that well. And by the grace of God, you know, the process wasn't as long as it could have been. You know, I was in a neck brace for about 4 weeks, and that was probably the worst part of it, because when you're in the brace, you literally are, you know, laying flat on a bed with no pillow, and you're immobilized, and you just cannot move for any reason. And so I remember nights where I would be sleeping or trying to sleep, and I'd wake up in the middle of the night just so uncomfortable. But instead of, you know, like a normal night, being able to roll over or find a comfortable position, you just had to sit in that uncomfortable position and hope to fall back asleep. And it was more that discomfort that was the most difficult part of it. The pain, you know, as an athlete, I can deal with pain, and we're always dealing with some sort of knock or injury, but it was that discomfort of just wanting to move, wanting to roll over, wanting to get comfortable that I could not get out of. And that was, you know, a very, very difficult moment.
Yeah, we are so grateful to God that you're still with us. I know your family is, your wife and kids, and we are too, to have you back here on Sports and Commentary. God is so good. Hey, Ryan Hollingshead, the UCLA All-America, veteran MLS soccer player, thank you for joining us again from Big D. I appreciate you. God bless you.
Of course. Thanks for having me on.